A majority of Americans across the board say they face discrimination. No surprise that minorities say that, but a majority of whites in the U.S. also believe whites face discrimination. That finding is in a new poll from NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. NPR's Don Gagne has more.
First, some numbers you might expect. 9 out of 10 African Americans say discrimination against them exists. 8 in 10 Latinos say the same. For Asian Americans, it's 6 in 10. But what about white Americans? Well, more than half, 55% of those we surveyed say whites, too, face discrimination. We heard answers like this.
It's been going on for decades, and it's getting worse for whites now.
That's 68-year-old Tim Hirschman in Ohio. It's getting worse for whites, he says. He was one of the survey respondents who agreed to answer some follow-up questions. Hirschman is blunt when offering his personal opinion of government programs. In his view, they give out handouts to blacks and ignore the needs of whites.
Look at the government housing that the government puts out there in Akron and Cleveland and all your cities. It's obvious that they're getting more help than what whites do.
He represents one category of respondents to our survey, whites who say whites face discrimination and say they felt it, either in seeking a job or a raise or promotion or on a college application. 50-year-old Tim Music, a heavy equipment operator who lives outside Washington, D.C., falls into a different category. He says he has not faced discrimination personally, but he thinks it does exist against whites. He spoke during his lunch break at the construction site.
Pretty much because you're white, you're automatically thrown into that group as being a bigot and a racist, and that somehow you perceive yourself as being more superior to everybody else, which is ridiculous. I'm just a man that happened to have been born white.
Music has the stocky build of an NFL lineman and a shaved head under his hard hat. He stresses he's not comparing what happens to whites to the African-American experience.
I don't know what it feels like to be a black man walking around in the streets, but I do know what it feels like to be pegged because of how you look and what people perceive just on sight.
Now for the third category white Americans fall into in our survey, those who scoff at the notion that whites face racial discrimination.
I don't see how we can be discriminated against when we have all the power.
Retired community college teacher Betty Holton in Maryland sums up that point of view.
Look at Congress, look at Senate, look at government on every level. Look at the leadership in corporations, look anywhere. So the notion that whites are discriminated against just seems incredible to me.
David Cohen, a political scientist at the University of Akron, says the NPR poll and its finding that a solid majority of whites say whites are victims of discrimination fits into one of the big narratives of the last campaign.
I think this does reinforce a lot of the resentment that you saw in the 2016 election, and especially among white working class voters, lacking a college degree.
But he also adds that for all the talk of Donald Trump's message speaking directly to whites in the working class, white voters supported him in only about the same numbers as they did Mitt Romney 4 years earlier. 58% for Trump, 59% for Romney. And though it's possible that Trump's message to disaffected whites did make a difference in decisive battleground states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, Cohen says the question remains, did Trump create or significantly boost white resentment, at least in those key states, or did he simply ride a long existing trend?
So I'm not sure that he necessarily created this angst out there with white voters, but I certainly think that he tapped into it and understood how to take advantage of it, at least from a public relations perspective.
And it's something Trump, as president, has only continued to tap into. Don Gagne, NPR News.